with free agency coming up and with all this buzz around this team, what makes the Los Angeles Rams such a hot destination for NFL players?
Well, I think the first thing is when you look at it, we've got a great core group of players. And, you know, there's a mutual respect that guys have amongst each other around the league. And you see the Todd Gurleys, the Aaron Donalds. You look at Goff, the Whitworths of the world, Alec Ogletree. You know, we've got a lot of players that have an influence and effect on, you know, the way that they're viewed around this league. And then being able to do it out in sunny LA is not a bad deal, where it's a little bit different weather than most of the markets that these teams are in, and there's a lot of good things about it.
I know you're the ultimate competitor. So as much as winning the Coach of the Year and going to the NFL Honors was, the playoff loss to the Atlanta Falcons, what were those few weeks after that, and how do you handle maybe some failure or even a dejection after such a high rise the season was?
Yeah, you know, the tough thing about that too, Peter, is usually after a loss or after a disappointment, you know, you get a chance to respond after some adversity and see how you fight back. And that one stings because that's the one that sticks with you the longest. I think it's motivation for our team to move forward, and especially me, make better decisions, see if we can put our guys in some better spots. And, you know, really what we did last year won't win us any games this year. We've got to continue to build on that foundation, but know that that starts with one day at a time and continuous improvement.
Well, you know, we on our show on Good Morning Football, we love the rivalries of football. We love when the Cowboys play the Giants. We love the Ravens and the Steelers. But this Niners-Rams thing that's about to get going has us so excited. You and Kyle Shanahan have known each other for nearly a decade. They get Garoppolo. You have Goff. What can fans of the NFL expect from two franchises that have had some down years in recent past, now on the rise?
Well, I think it's really exciting, really, when you just look at our division. You look at those guys finding a way to end on a win streak and doing a great job with Coach Shanahan leading the way. Have a whole lot of respect for Coach Carroll and what the Seahawks have consistently done. And then couldn't be more impressed with Coach Wilkes, watching him lead that defense in Carolina. Steve Kime being able to put together the roster. So, really, our division as a whole is very competitive and excited about being able to go against three great opponents and see if we can find a way to come out on top again next year. But one game at a time.
That's
here,
one
Peter.
Game at a time. Let's go back 12 months. You and I were sitting here at the combine, and it was exciting. What was your biggest lesson learned over 12 months, combine to combine? Now here you are, Coach of the Year in your first year as a coach, youngest coach ever to win the award. What would be your lesson to a young coach who might be taking a job in future years?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. I think the biggest thing you learn is when you look back at the perspective that this first year gains, it's all about the people you surround yourself with. And even though you might be in a leadership role, it's about listening, then learning, then giving yourself an opportunity to lead. And when you've got great coaches around you that you can learn from, with Wade Phillips, you look at John Fossil, run game coordinator Aaron Cromer, assistant head coach Joe Barry, a lot of great veteran coaches that you can lean on. Working with Les has been a great match where you feel like you guys are so much in alignment and on the same page in terms of what we want our football team to look like, and Kevin Demoff has been great. So I think it's all about the right leadership around you and being able to listen and learn from those guys, and feel very fortunate.
I know you're locked in, and I know that it's football 24/7 during the off season. Do you notice a little difference in the off season now, walking around Los Angeles, maybe going to a dinner, maybe going out with your family, whatever it is? Are people recognizing Sean McVay? Is it like paparazzi? Like, what's the life like out there?
Well, I think it's a little bit different, but it's humbling and flattering. You know, it's better than getting booed, I guess. So
it's better than being booed.
We'll take that, but it's fun. I think the LA market provides a unique opportunity where if you do some good things, get a little bit more exposure. I know we were talking to Jared about this. He certainly is getting recognized. Todd Gurley's a superstar everywhere he goes.
Oh my God, Cooper Kupp, is he a stud in the? Does everyone recognize Cooper Kupp?
Yes. If Cooper goes out, he's getting recognized. Good. Sometimes they say, is that Coach McVay or is that Coach
McVay? I was going to say, that's your doppelganger.
But no, he's a special player, man. You hit the nail on the head when you just going into the evaluations. And you talk about a mature rookie that we're excited about watching him continue to improve from year one to year two. Feel fortunate to work with guys like Cooper.
I love that. In closing, we've got our guys back there in New York. We love having you on as a guest. You're one of our favorite guests on the show. Is there a message you want to give back to the table in New York? I know you saw Nate Burleson's rap video, and you were very highly featured in that thing. Is there anything you want to say back to the crew there?
Well, certainly, it's always fun to be back on with you guys. Nate, your swag game as far as a rapper, incredibly impressive.
Yes.
You know, as great of a receiver as you were, who knows where you'd be right now if you had picked up that craft a little bit earlier, my man.
That's it.
But hey, appreciate the love, appreciate the shout out. Always enjoy coming on with you guys.
Well,